a checkered flag here for this program on CPAC 2022 Dallas. Glad to have you here on the Steve Gruber Show. You can find out more at stevegruber.com. My next guest has joined me before, but like a lot of these things, you meet him for the first time in person. Kash Patel is here. He serves as the Chief of Staff to President Donald J. Trump in the Department of Defense. Kash, good to see you.
Hey, great to be with you. Thanks, and it's great to meet in person, like you said.
There you go. All right, so J6, I mean, I've had several members of Congress here that say that will stop immediately if it's still going on by the time they get there in January, and they're going to turn to more important things like what the hell's going on at the border, which would be extremely important.
Would be nice.
Yeah, that would be nice. The J6 hearings now have dragged Dick Cheney out of the grave to perform a commercial for his daughter, which is just terrible. And I don't think it's brought out the best of America, and I think it's just terrible what was the way it was set up. No Republicans are there that the Republicans wanted, obviously. Yeah. I mean, is there anything legitimate about it at all?
No, I would say the only thing legitimate is Liz Cheney's recent exoneration of the charge of insurrection for President Trump, and I'll explain. Look, I was chief of staff at DOD. I was the first one subpoenaed by the Unselect Committee on January 6th. Cost me $200,000. I had no problem going in there because that's your duty to tell the American people the truth. And the truth is President Trump authorized up to 20,000 National Guards men and women in the Oval Office days before January 6th, and Bowser and Pelosi refused that request. Why is that important? That's the law. Fast forward to Liz Cheney last week. She comes out with her father's background and says on the media, Donald Trump never ordered the military deployed on January 6th. Thank you. Had he done that, that's the definition of an insurrection. We live in a constitutional republic where the law says no president can order the domestic deployment of the military. What makes it all the more a lie is Liz Cheney's father was Secretary of Defense in 1992 when the Rodney King riots were going on in L.A., and that Secretary of Defense authorized the National Guard pursuant to a request from the governor of California, and that was deployed. She knows that, and she's mincing words because she wants a fake news headline to say Donald Trump didn't order it. He can't.
He can't.
It's
not legal, right? So what they're trying to delegitimize any potential run by Donald Trump in 2024, obviously. This is a third impeachment. What else would
That's
you call it,
yeah.
right?
No, you're totally right. They're trying to get to a formal third impeachment, but this is the setup.
How'd it cost you so much money to go in there to testify?
Well, you know, the thing, and they know this, right? Had they just called me, I would have been like, sure, when do you want me to come? And let's do it in the open. I don't need to go behind closed doors.
Right.
I've called for my transcript to be released every day since then. And they want to just piecemeal release snippets for their headlines. It costs so much because, you know, lawyers are, they're not cheap, and you want to do it right. You want to get the documentation from the departments.
So
we had to go in there and pull out our documents and put them on blast. And we've done that on my website, fightwithcash.com. Every document's free. The DOD memorandums, the Jan 6 memorandums, everything related to Durham. We want the American people to see it for themselves. Mayor Bowser's letter refusing the National Guard, the Capitol Police, when they said no in writing to Donald Trump's authorization of the National Guard. Those are the truths. And that's why it costs so much money.
It's what they wanted.
It's what they want. They want you to spend money. They want
No. The spectacle of January 6th.
Yeah. Well, of course, fast forward to Cassidy Hutchinson.
I mean, where is Ray Epps? I mean, honestly. I mean, you look at examples like that. Where is he?
And I don't mean to laugh it off. You're talking to the guy who was the chief investigator for Russiagate.
I
call Ray Epps the Christopher Steele of January 6th.
Right.
He's a paid informant of the FBI somehow. And the FBI agent in charge of that investigation went before Congress and was specifically asked by, I believe it was Senator Cruz, is Ray Epps a Fed? And she goes, Senator, I'm not able to answer that. I'm not able to answer that.
Ongoing investigation, blah, blah, blah.
We got our answer. And then he was, of course, taken off the FBI's most wanted list from
After
January 6th.
He was put on it immediately because somebody didn't know.
Right.
Somebody didn't get the memo, right? So he was put on, and then he was yanked off. All right. Yeah. So you've got a new book here, too, by the way. The Plot Against the king being?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. it's a kid's book. Written by Kash Patel, art by Laura Vincent, which is fun art. It's got the Evil Queen, too. I see that right there.
Yeah, and it's also got a shifty knight.
A shifty knight.
And a duke named Devin. We thought, you know what, we thought let's have some fun with it. It's Russiagate for kids and adults, but more importantly, it's not political. It's not teaching our kids to be Democrats or Republicans. It's teaching them to be truthful and seek the truth. And we knew we hit it out of the park when the fake news media came after us and Google and Amazon shut us down. It's the number one kids book in the country, and we'd love your support at plotagainstheking.com. You're going to have a blast with
it. The Plot Against the King. And you've got a booth here at CPAC as well.
Tons of photos. Come see us.
All right. So Kash Patel, Where do we go, do you think, J6? Where does it end? Any prediction? I mean, Liz Cheney is desperate, to say the least. I mean, they dragged her father out to do an ad about how Donald Trump's the biggest threat to the Republic, blah, blah, blah.
And
the biggest threat to the Republic is socialism.
And Liz Cheney.
Well, and people like her.
Yeah. Right. So they're going to carry the narrative, like you astutely pointed out. They want to charge him impeachment, but they want to at least catch their fake news narrative that, oh, DOJ is investigating Donald Trump for insurrection. Well, as we've proven through the evidence,
well, wouldn't an insurrection involve, I mean, even if it wasn't the military, an insurrection, wouldn't it involve large numbers of actually armed people?
Well, that's
not armed with flags and posters.
Right, because the charge is you have to take over the government with force.
Right.
You can't do that if you have, you know, the Red Cross backing you.
Not to mention 14,000 hours of unseen video, much of which shows the Capitol Police and others opening the doors to the Capitol. Come on in.
Yep. And the what pisses me off the most is the two-tiered system of justice. Stephen Colbert's crew walks into the Capitol illegally.
Nine of them.
Stays there.
Gets
they get arrested. They get arrested, but the case gets thrown out because, oh, we like Colbert. He's fake news.
Right.
And we've got 60 people still in detention a year and a half
and
later.
And we just sentenced. Guy just got sentenced to 7 years in prison.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's outrageous.
Kash Patel. He served as the chief of staff to President Donald J. Trump at the Department of Defense. The book, The Plot Against the King.com.
Thank you.
The Plot Against the King.com twice, just for fun. And you can find him here at CPAC as well. Kash, good to see you in person,
pleasure.
My friend.
Pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. We'll have some final thoughts on this day in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you. Anytime.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.